Bueno, el que hable la verdad es... yeah, I just need to just, kind of just... You know what, the best of times, you know what, sometimes I love the sound of my own voice, but it doesn't sound too good for you to speak, I'm sorry, it's quite on me at the moment. But yeah, do you know what, really, you know, my truth, you know, kind of, you know, from the start of my journey to where I am now in my recovery, you know what, you know, it's an honour to be here tonight, and, you know, if there's any newcomers in the room tonight, you know, if you're just back from a relapse, or if you've been around for a long time, You know what? The important thing is that you're here. You know, it talks about in the readings. You know, recovery is possible in NA. You know, my past experience, my using before I came into contact with NA was just ridiculous. You know, my using only ever brought me nothing but misery. You know, from it talks about in the readings as well. You know, Charles institutions. And near death, I had so many near death experiences. You know, by the grace of God, you know what, I'm fucking, you know, pardon my friends, so excuse me for loud swearing, but you know, I'm grateful to be alive, and I'm grateful to be here. You know, and I'm grateful to be to be a part of today. You know, and you know, NA is definitely my home today. You know, the ripple effects of the things that have happened to me since coming into contact with Narcotics Anonymous. You know, I've heard people talk about, you know, coming into recovery and getting back the old life and, you know, stuff like that. You know, it's not been about that for me. You know, I've accumulated, you know, a totally different life. You know, far better than the life that I've had, you know what I mean, before. Because, you know, my problem started long before I took up drugs, you know, from I was young, you know, from a child, you know. You know, I'm the youngest of five, you know, different dad to my brothers and sisters, you know, you know, my mum and dad split up when I was 8 years old. You know, and my relationship, you know, between my mum and dad from when they split up, you know, I was looking for love and affection from both of them. You know, and you know, I started, you know, my addiction to drugs and stuff like that, you know, really escalated from when I was about 16. You know, and you know, I remember going to school, you know, and getting stopped on the way to school by the headmaster. You know, getting searched at the gate and stuff like that, do you know what I mean? Because, you know, me and my little crew, the people that I had wrapped around me and stuff like that, you know, I used to just, you know, the last couple of years at school, just going to school to just make money. You know, I don't know how I come out of there with GCSEs, you know, I was just about going to school, making money and just puffing in school. Just, you know, just up to mischief, you know, and trying to fit in and trying to, you know, and want everyone to like me and all that sort of stuff, you know. Yeah, you know, and then it escalated from that, you know, after that, you know, it was the rave scene, you know, and I was clubbing and I was, you know, selling drugs in clubs and stuff like that, you know, making money and all that sort of stuff, you know, and, you know, I did have some good times, you know, in my using, but, you know, the end of my using was just terrible, you know, and that's why I'm here, because I don't want to go back there, you know, through doing the step one with my boss, you know, I've looked at my past experiences and, you know, my examples and, you know, how my life had become, you know, unmanageable, and, you know, and I was powerless against what we suffer from, you know, and, you know what, you know, at the end of the day, you know, today, you know, I don't have to be that person anymore, do you know what I mean, you know, through coming here, you know, and getting humble, you know, it talks about, you know, the three principles, you know, in, you know, honesty, open-mindedness and willingness, you know, I've had to, you know, I have to apply that stuff to myself, you know, and, you know, it's not hard, it's not easy, you know, it's not easy, because, you know, I can be very, very, very selfish, very, very, you know, dishonest, you know, I come from a very dishonest place, you know, I've stole from my children, you know, to feed my habit, you know, I've tore the arse out of every relationship I've come into contact with, you know, through my using, you know, my life was just, you know, my whole life was centered about using, and you know, anyone that came into contact with got hurt, you know, there was, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, you know, they was getting hurt, you know, and today, you know, I've got my family back in my life and stuff, you know, and it's beautiful, you know, I've got two beautiful children, You know, and you know, I love them both more than life itself. You know, it brings a joy. You know, like to just know that I can just pick up the phone, and you know, I can speak to them, and just you know, whatever's going on for them. You know, today, you know, I can, you know, I can be accountable, and you know, I'm reliable. They trust me. That, you know, it's just powerful. You know, and I've been given that stuff through NA. You know, and you know, I also believe. You know, yeah. You know, it's just, you know. Narcotics Anonymous, it's just such a powerful and such a loving program. You know, you know, the 12 steps, you know, of Narcotics Anonymous, you know, having a sponsor, you know, who knows, you know, he knows me through and through. You know, you know some days, you know, I don't want to apply myself to him, you know, more than others, because you know, some days, you know, my thinking will tell me that, you know what, he's going to tell me the good stuff. You know, anything that's good for me, you know, recovery is about doing the things that you don't want to do. You know, It's always been about that, you know, and you know, not using, you know, and you know, my thinking will tell me, you know, not to pick the phone up and not to ring my sponsor, because in the day, you know, he's going to suggest something that's healthy for me, you know, so some days, you know, more than others, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, today I know different, you know, bottom line, I do know different, you know, I know that I have to be, you know, loving and kind to myself, you know, and embark on this 12-step program. So yeah, you know, of course, you know, I came here today. You know, all day my brain's been rattling. You know, I was at work today, and you know, we've got a new system in today on the computer. We've got a new computer system in, and you know, my head wasn't even there today. You know, I was just, it was just on me today. You know, and I've had to pray for at least 30 times today for it to be removed. You know. You know, and I was, you know, I've been listening, you know, I got asked to do this chair a few months ago, you know, so of course, you know, I'm trying to top up myself with all this power, you know, and I'm listening to all these chair CDs, you know, and I'm thinking, yeah, you know what, I can nick a bit out of that, and I can nick a bit out of that, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what am I doing? What is all that about? Do you know what I mean? What is all that about? You know, I spoke to my sponsor, and I'm asking him, you know what, you know, basically, I want him to do the chair for me, you know what I mean? You know, You know, today, you know what, you know, through doing some work on myself, you know, and I've got a trailer load more of work to do on myself, you know, recovery's a marathon, you know, I'm going to be running this for the rest of my life, you know, and, you know, I need to just be teachable, you know, and, you know, on a daily basis, you know, because it is a daily program, and, yeah, thanks for that. I'll just kind of you know, now thinking that, you know, I've kind of done this chair back to front now, because you know, I kind of just want to share really where my using took me. You know what, the last 4 years of my using, I picked up, and then, you know what, within a few days, or you know, maybe a week at best, I ended up in prison. You know, I had like 11 custodial sentences in the space of 4 years, you know, and I come from like running my own business for 7 years and being a functional addict, as it were. You know, and having four people work for me. You know, the last 4 years of my using, you know, I ended up in prison, you know, and, or in a crack house, you know, being held down at gunpoint, you know, and having my dreads cut off, you know, and having a gun stuck down my throat, you know, and there's just big chaotic madness going on in crack houses. You know, that's where my using took me, you know, and on my last sentence, you know, so I got this bit of burger. I got this bit of burger for a burglary. What I did, yeah, and you know, the judge gave me 20 months. You know, and you know, I thought that was a touch. Anyway, and you know, I just like I was. There's a poster in the police stations, and you know, it's got that sign saying, you know, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? You know, that's how I felt, man. You know, through and through. You know, I felt really, you know, sick to the back teeth of using. You know, and you know, it took absolutely everything from me. You know. Had me by the short and curlies by then, you know, and, you know, I just cried out to something, you know what I mean, I don't even know what it was I cried out to, you know, at the time I remember having a resentment with, you know, with a higher power, you know, something stronger than myself, you know, he took, you know, I believe, you know, at that point I believe that, you know, he took my mum away from me, you know, my mum died when I was in active addiction, you know, and, you know, that was more ammunition for me to use on anyway, that's another story, but yeah, you know, today I know different, you know, through, you know, that 10-month sentence, you know, I managed to stay clean throughout the whole of that 10 months. You know, I met someone in prison And the last 4 months, you know, he showed me this program, basically, you know, NA program, and straight away I got hope from my very first meeting, you know. And he said to me, Gavin, you know what, when you come out of prison, you know what, get your ass to a meeting, you know. And I did that, you know. And you know, since doing that, you know, the love and you know, the fellowship, the whole fellowship, just everything, you know, it's just been just powerful, and it's just empowered me on a daily basis, you know, to just keep turning up, you know. And that's what I do today, you know. Today I do service, you know. I've got a home group, you know, and I love my home group and all the members in it, you know. And you know, LA's also given me, you know, a recovery family as well, you know. I've got a lot of people that are very close to me, you know, and I call them my family, you know. LA's, you know, there's a lot of beautiful people in LA, you know, and I'm not just talking about looks either, you know. I'm talking about, you know, you've got some really warm hearts, you know. And you know, that therapeutic value of one addict, you know, helping another, you know. And you know, flip side of it now, you know, I believe that I'm at my best when I'm helping other people and I'm out of the way, you know what I mean, and I spend less time thinking about myself, because, you know, I can be quite self-obsessed, you know. And that's the reason why I've got two mirrors in my bathroom. Yeah, you know, but yeah, you know, life today, you know, like I said, you know, I've been given a new life, and each and every day, you know, I learn something new about myself and the people that I love and care about, you know, my family and my NA family, you know, and, you know, other people that are near and close to me, you know. You know, I'm grateful to be an addict. I'm grateful to have a sponsor. I'm grateful to have Narcotics Anonymous. And I think I'll leave it there. Thank you.